Republic of the Congo.
Fog up, so it's also difficult to see.
Support for NPR comes from EBSCO, committed to providing perpetual access to print and digital books for libraries and the communities they serve. Learn more at EBSCO.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. A lovely Bach orchestral suite to start our Monday morning together. Orchestral suite number 2, Reinhard Goebel, Musica Antica Cologne. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Good morning to many of you out there, many other great frequencies, Emporia, Manhattan, Chanute, Atchison. The weather is lovely today. What a nice way to start our Monday. It's actually going to stay in the 70s. Maybe a few of you will get into the very lower 80s, maybe 80, 81, but I am really enjoying it. I hope you are too. I hope you all fared the weekend storms all right. Hopefully the Bach was a nice way to start your day. I am Destiny, and my little plug for this show was ancient music by a not-so-ancient composer and ancient composers. Well, Bach, certainly ancient. You know who's not super ancient? Respighi, and he wrote a suite as well, just like Bach. We are going to listen to that around 9:40. For now, I thought I would stay in the Baroque theme, and we will listen to a concerto by Vivaldi. The group is Concerto Köln. It is right now on KPR. A lovely Vivaldi concerto to listen to this morning, Concerto Köln, playing here on KPR. I am Destiny. Hope you are enjoying the Baroque music. I've got some music in a somewhat ancient Baroque style by a not-so-ancient composer, Respighi. That is coming right up next hour if you're feeling mischievous. I'm opening with the Devil's Wall introduction. It's pretty interesting. I've got some great supporters, as always, to thank here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. And support for our Community Spotlight, which I really like, KPR's Community Spotlight, comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available on that at sunflowerfoundation.org. All right, Respighi wrote a few suites for string orchestra. This one, suite number 3 of Ancient Airs and Dances, is my favorite, and I actually got a chance to play it, gosh, a year ago in May with Navo. So let's enjoy this recording of Antal Doradi and the Hungarian Philharmonic. I think you'll recognize the style. It's similar to what we were just listening to, but somewhat more complex. Suite number 3, Ancient Airs and Dances on KPR. Very dramatic indeed. Respighi's Suite number 3 of Ancient Airs and Dances here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Antal Doradi with the Hungarian Philharmonic. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me this morning. If you are feeling mischievous or mischievous, tomato, tomato, I am opening with the Devil's Wall introduction next hour. Smetana. It's pretty interesting. And then we'll also hear from Smetana's friend Dvorak, a violin concerto that I'm pretty sure you have not heard in a while. Joshua Bell will be playing for us. And later on in the morning, back to some classical music for you, a Haydn cello concerto and also a Brandenburg concerto. It's going to be lovely indeed. Also, tonight on Classics Live, if you miss Cordelia's voice, you can hear her. She hosts that show. It'll be on tonight at 8 p.m. on KPR. Don't miss it.
Society on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research is at ku.edu. Alrighty, it's 75 here in Lawrence, and it's 10:01 NPR News up next, and then back with more music in just 4 or so minutes on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Because, he said, social media is making children unhappy and unsafe. Fatima Al-Kassab, NPR News, London.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab. Offering investors choices from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management all in one place. Committed to helping investors in any stage of life with their investing goals. More at schwab.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Introduction to the Devil's Wall here on KPR by Smetana. That was Stankovsky conducting the Czechoslovakian State Philharmonic. If you're feeling a little mischievous, that is a friendly little devil on your shoulder that we just heard. And Smetana's friend, speaking of friends, Dvorak, also wrote an overture to an opera. We're going to hear that at around 10:45. I am Destiny, as I said. Glad you are here with me. Many of you know that I'm a violinist, and well, I thought it was time to feature another violin concerto. This one played by Joshua Bell, one that has not been played recently on KPR. How many of you know the Goldmark Violin Concerto? Well, if you don't, you get to hear it now. Goldmark Violin Concerto No. 1, Esa-Pekka Salonen, the LA Phil, and Joshua Bell, here on Kansas Public Radio. Carl Goldmark's Violin Concerto No. 1, Esa-Pekka Salonen conducting the LA Phil, the violinist there, Joshua Bell. Carl Goldmark was actually a self-taught composer, virtuosic and sunny, that concerto. Also really hard, a lot of tricky notes and rhythms. There's a Hungarian march rhythm. He was also a Hungarian composer. Fun. It doesn't get played very often, but, you know, it's pretty nice. Dvorak's Otello Overture doesn't get played very often, and it's also nice. It is coming up, and our sponsors are nice here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now featuring Brush, Block, and Blood, three generations of Yoshida women printmakers, on view through June 28th. Exhibition and event info available at spencerart.ku.edu. And we've got a community spotlight this month. It is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.org. All righty, let's listen. Dvorak's Otello Overture, now on KPR. This is the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. Enjoy. Who has heard that before? Dvorak's Otello Overture here on KPR. Libor Pesek conducting the Czech Philharmonic. Super duper dramatic. The overture is a musical exploration of jealousy, as told in Shakespeare's tragedy, of course. It's pretty epic indeed. You know it's epic keeping KPR on the airwaves, and if it's not worth the time or effort to sell your old car, truck, motorcycle, even boat, did you know KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands? Indeed we will. We can turn that donation into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. There's a lot of ways you can help us out and donate. And hey, while you're on the website, why don't you make a request for this Friday's Classics by Request show? You know, the fun show where you help me pick the playlist. It is a delight hearing from so many of you. That's your task. This is Kansas Public Radio.
At NPR's Morning Edition, we talk with newsmakers.
Let's hear now from Senator Alex Padilla of California.
Cultural icons.
That is Billy Idol. The new documentary is called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. It'll be streaming.
And people living the news.
Robert Echeverria is one of the more than 500 TSA officers who quit during the partial government shutdown.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR. From 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and the surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at maselli's.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We are going to head over to NPR for 4 minutes of news, and I'm back with more music.
Live from NPR News.
Look at the brilliance of the innovators in AI and tech. I know very well that it is possible to do both.
Australia was the first country to pass such restrictions as a public voice more concerns about mental or physical harms linked to online access. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechanges. This is Kansas Public Radio. Long, long playing. A movement there of Piano Sonata number 46 from Haydn here on Kansas Public Radio. A great pianist indeed. We are going to hear more Haydn this hour. Finally, a cello concerto. I am Destiny and a violinist, and sometimes I get on kicks with violin concertos. But never fear, Jacqueline Dupre is here, and she will, while she's here on the CD, that is, she will play for us at 11:30. I hope you're all doing well during this 11 a.m. hour. It's warming up out there, just in the upper 70s today. It's really nice out. Right now, we're going to listen to a composer, George Benda, from the classical era. He was a Bohemian composer and violinist, born in the month of June. Hey, what do you know? 1722. This is his Sinfonia number 11. Guess who's conducting? Christian Benda, ooh, and the Prague Chamber Orchestra, now on KPR. George Benda's Sinfonia No. 11 here on KPR, the Prague Chamber Orchestra playing, conducted by Christian Benda, who is, yes, related to the composer. Wouldn't that be neat if you had a family member that composed something and then you got to conduct it? Yeah. I feel like they'd be looking down on me judging. I don't know, though. That was fun. I have got a Brandenburg concerto at the end of the hour, just one of the movements for all of you diehard Brandenburg fans out there. A little listen. Right now, a Haydn cello concerto, number one, actually probably the most famous, with Jacqueline Dupre. Let me thank a couple of our sponsors first that keep us on these airwaves here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City's support for classical music on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org and Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, you can visit bluecollarpress.com. Alrighty, Daniel Barenboim is conducting the English Chamber Orchestra, Haydn's Cello Concerto No. 1, with the great Jacqueline Dupre on cello, here on Kansas Public Radio. Jacqueline Dupre here on KPR playing Haydn's Cello Concerto No. 1. Daniel Barenboim conducting the English Chamber Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Glad you are here with me this morning. I've got one more gem for us to listen to. I don't know why I said just a movement of Bach Brandenburg. I have the whole thing of No. 3, given that we have 15 minutes left in the hour. I guess I just can't read or something. Speaking of reading, hey, by making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Alrighty, Brandenburg Concerto No. 3, a favorite of many of you. I thought it would be a nice way to end our morning together. I know Jeff Watson is in with music for you this afternoon. This recording features the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, right now on Kansas Public Radio. Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 here on KPR, that featured the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. That was an interesting recording. I felt like the string players were playing the same thing differently. But I'll never tell. Maybe someday I will. All right, I hope you all are doing really well this morning. We are about to head into the afternoon. Jeff Watson has got some great music lined up for you. Let's see what he has here. I remember reading a Telemann Trumpet Concerto. Also, something else for Martinu's Slavonic Variations for Cello. I have not heard that before. That sounds really interesting. And a piano concert piece from a childhood friend of Mendelssohn. Classical music from 12 to 3 on KPR. And I should also let you know about what's going on tonight on Classics Live, where you can still hear Cordelia's voice. We miss you, Cordelia. It is a wonderful bouquet of vivid love songs from the heart. Kansas City soprano Jane Siemens tells stories of passion in this special concert. She's assisted by John Livingston piano, and you can listen to famous opera arias plus Spanish love songs and some Jerome Kern and George Gershwin. It's Classics Live with Cordelia Brown tonight at 8 p.m. only on Kansas Public Radio. Let's see what the weather is. We're still in the upper 70s. It's a gorgeous day out there. I hope the weather is nice for all of you. I'm trying to see if anyone has hit the 80s yet. It would appear as though you haven't. However, some of you might, like Emporia. We are at 77 here in Lawrence. I am also planning for this Friday's Classics by Request. Indeed, I am. It's the show where you help me pick the playlist. So if you've got something special you'd like to hear, now is the time to get your request in. I have some requests left over from last week because I didn't have time for all of them, but I do need more. So just go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest and let me know what you'd like to hear. It is always fun hearing from all of you. Thanks for being here. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Paul Rudnick has always been obsessed with spy thrillers. The gadgets, the car chases, the luxurious backdrops. His new book has them all, plus a top secret LGBTQ spy agency.
These are the people who are often overlooked or underestimated, and yet there they are at the very center of power.
Rudnick on the Tuxedo Society, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5. Just kidding, not 5. That's Morning Edition. All Things Considered begins at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. And support for news here on KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 19th through the 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. Awesome. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:01.